Praise God, hallelujah. I once again will take the opportunity to welcome you and welcome our online viewers. And I say, may God richly bless you. Hallelujah. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you, we bless you for an opportunity to be in your presence. We thank you for your great miracles and your great testimonies among our midst. We pray that continue to bless us with your word. And as your word is coming, may you heal, bless, teach, rebuke, and direct our path in Jesus' mighty name. I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Shall we turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 5, verse 29. Matthew chapter 5, verse 29 to 30. If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than your whole body to be cast into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. Hallelujah. This is one of the profound message and words of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Today, I am preaching on the topic, you have a choice. You have a choice. Hallelujah. This is a metaphor, and Jesus Christ spoke figuratively. And sometimes you hear people saying that Jesus Christ, you know, Christianity teaches a kind of message that help people to harm themselves. And Jesus Christ himself was saying that you can cut part of your body, you can mutilate part of your body, you can do this, you can do that. No, scriptures are not read like that. You can look at the original intention of the speaker by looking at the context in which the speaker was speaking. Hallelujah. You can look at the context in which the speaker was speaking so that you'll be able to know what the speaker actually meant. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ actually was saying that, was talking about the choices and the consequences that we have. Hallelujah. The choices. He says that every choice we make have consequences. Basically, that's what he's saying. He's saying that you can either make a particular choice and still, you know, have a greater benefit, and you can make a choice that can also end your life, can destroy your life, can destroy your prospects. So it was not a direct statement that was saying that when your eye is worrying you, you can just what, plug it out. Hallelujah. If we read the verse 27 of Matthew chapter 25, then you understand the verse 27 and 28 will give true more light on the verse 29 and the 30. The verse 27 says that if you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that whosoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Hallelujah. So Jesus Christ was talking about, if you look at a woman and lust after her, you have already committed what? An adultery with her. You have already sinned. And he comes on to talk about if your eye, if your right eye worries you, it is your eye that you look at the woman and lust after the woman. Hallelujah. And if you have a problem with that, it is better you deny yourself. You have a choice. So he places your options on the table. And he himself also lets you know that when you pick option A, these are the consequences. If you pick option B, these are the consequences. Hallelujah. So there's a condition. And he gives the condition, if your right eye causes you to sin, there's a condition. Then he comes to the verse 30 and says that if your right hand causes you to sin, there is a condition. Hallelujah. There's a condition. So in everything that we do in our course of life, when we are faced with a choice, a moment to make a decision, then there is a condition, there is a situation, there is a reason, there is something calling us to make a decision. And then he is saying that when there is that time, you need to do a comparison. Hallelujah. A comparison. When there's a condition and you have a choice, compare the choices that you have. Compare the choices that you have, because it says that it is better to lose one hand than to lose the whole body. Hallelujah. So when you lose one hand, you still have your body and you still have a prospect of living. But when you lose all your body, including that one hand, there's no prospect for you and there's no life for you. The choices you make. The choices. Hallelujah. So you have a choice to live a life that will bear great fruits in the near future. And you have a choice that you could live today with all the fame and all the pleasures and all the glamour today without any prospects tomorrow. And that is the kind of life that a lot of us have chosen. But Jesus Christ said that it is better than to lose all your life in hell. Hallelujah. It is better than to lose everything. So this metaphor and this words of Jesus Christ are very good for us in relations to the life that we live here and in relations to the life that we live after. Hallelujah. The life that we live after we die, that is what eternity. Because we have choices that can affect our ability to make it into heaven. Things relating to lust, things relating to our faith. If you do not take a decision to deny ourselves of certain lusts, of certain behaviors, of certain things, then we are on the path of losing our eternity. So it is a message of teaching us that we have a choice, but in making the choice, we need not to be self-centered. But in making the choice, we need to deny ourselves so that we can achieve the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is making it unto heaven. The ultimate goal is to live a fulfilled life. The ultimate goal is not to start life very well and learn and end as a pauper. No. And that is how some of us are living our life here. We have gotten good jobs. We have gotten good opportunities. We have gotten good schools. Some of us are in the university here. Some of us are in the best secondary schools here. Some of us are doing the best jobs here. Some of us have started good, promising startups, small businesses here. Hallelujah. It is better for us to opportunity to make the best of it and think futuristic than to enjoy the glamour that come with such opportunities, than to enjoy the fame that comes with such opportunities, than to, you know, do the things. Yeah, I am in Presec. Yes, I am in a Brie. I'm in Wesley Girls. And you do that and you do not learn. You do not learn. When your examination comes, boom, you've bombed. But when you take the opportunity of denying yourself and studying so that you pass very well, when your results come, you have qualified to go to the university, that means that you are a wise person. You have cut out of one of your hand. You have cut off the things of that will derail you, that will prevent you from achieving your goal. And instead, you have concentrated on the things that will make sure that you will make it onto heaven. Hallelujah. That is what we need. We need to make sure that we make it onto our goal. Hallelujah. We need to make sure that we make it into heaven. We need to make sure that the ultimate goal of getting into university, we achieve it. We need to make sure that the ultimate goal of doing well in life, we achieve it. We need to make sure that the ultimate goal of living a fulfilled life, we achieve it. But when we do not deny ourselves and we start making, you know, a mess of the opportunities that we have gotten, we will be miserable. But Christ is saying that it is better to lose something small now. One eye. Losing one eye, this whole body is there. Losing one hand, the rest of the body is there. Christ is saying that it is better to deny yourself so that you lose something small in order to achieve something great. I understand the hunger you are going through. I understand the problems that you are going through. I understand the confusion that you are going through. But it is better to deny yourself now so you can achieve something great in the future. I understand that the money that you make is not enough to take care of the needs that you have. Yet, you need to deny yourself so that you have a fulfilled future. I understand that people are laughing at you, that you are kolo, that you are not, a modern person, that you do not have any hope. I understand, but you know the plans that God has for your life, and you know where you are going. Do not look at the people now. I understand that the phone that you are using is out of fashion. The phone that you are using is not the best. Yes, I understand. It is better to save that 5,000 cedis and invest it into your business than to go and buy a very expensive phone that will not bring any better results. Hallelujah. There are certain phones that the brand name alone is causing about 70% of the wealth of the phone. And you can get a much cheaper phone that can perform the same fashion and ability, but will not give you that prestige. But you can still work and your business will still thrive. You can still respond to your messages, your emails, and all those things with that particular phone. Whilst you work and invest in your business so that your business can grow in the near future, you can afford any kind of luxury without feeling any pain. That is what the scriptures are telling us today. It is better to lose something now. Lose something now today so that tomorrow you can achieve something. It is better. We need to deny ourselves if we want to make it in life. Deny yourself some pleasures today. Deny yourself some pleasures today. Deny yourself a little sleep today. Deny yourself a little leisure today so that you can have a fulfilled life. Hallelujah. Is saying that it is better to lose an eye. Deny yourself something little today. Hallelujah. The pleasures of this world, the pleasures of this world. Deny yourself the pleasures of this world. He's saying that deny yourself. It is better to deny that kind of pleasure than that glorious moment that he has prepared for us in eternity. Hallelujah. Eternity. He has prepared something great for you. He said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. They are glorious mansions. They are powerful mansions. Hallelujah. They are powerful mansions. Hallelujah. There is no pain there. There is no sorrow there. There is no death there. There is no cry there. There is no move swings there. It is all glory, glory, glory. Deny yourself some pleasure. Deny yourself some pleasure today. Hallelujah. So this statement in Matthew chapter 5, verse 29 to 30, is a statement that is for both our lives here and our life that we will live in eternity. It is just saying that we have choices, a choice to make. We have a choice to make that have better consequences, and we have a choice that can lead to a greater, you know, the service to us. Which one do we take? Because one we will enjoy now, but tomorrow we'll have problems. One may look very, very suitable today, but in the near future, it will be of pain. Which one do you want to choose? Hallelujah. I am here to tell you to organize your lives so that every opportunity that comes in your life, you'll be able to make the best use of it. Hallelujah. You make the best use of it. There's an opportunity out there, and a lot of you want to use the time that you have now, the time of sowing, the time of preparing the grounds, the time of standing in the rain to work the field, to be a time of pleasure. Hallelujah. To be a time of conversation. To be a time of complaining. And that is what a lot of us are known for. Instead of taking advantage, we are known for complaining. We complain about everything. We complain and talk about everything. We complain and do everything. Everything is about complaining when there is an opportunity for you to take. See the opportunity rather than the complaining. The complaining will not give you the best that you need. When you are complaining, people are taking advantage of the opportunity. Instead of complaining, look for the opportunities. Hallelujah. Things are not going to get, you know, rosier. But God is equipping us to be able to withstand the conditions of wherever that we find ourselves. And in whatever economy, we are built to thrive. If only we'll stop complaining and look for the opportunity. If we'll stop complaining and make the right decisions and make the right choices, deny ourselves of certain pleasures, learn a good saving culture and learn a good working culture, deny ourselves some kind of, you know, pleasure and wastage. A lot of the things that we do are excesses. We leave all those excesses and then we focus on the main thing. Hallelujah. He says that if your right eye causes you to sin, plug it out and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of the members of your bodies perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. Hallelujah. It is better to deny yourself of certain pleasures, of certain things, and focus on achieving your goal. Hallelujah. Focus on yourself of becoming the best that you can become than to say that, oh, this boy, when he was in the university, he was a very good student, oh, but look at him, because of the pleasures of this life, because of weed smoking, because of womanizing, because of sleeping, because of chilling, because of night clubbing, because of certain worldly things, he was not able to achieve his goal. May this not be said of you, but may it be a narrative that he denied, he plucked the right eye, he denied himself. So today he has been able to become one of the best business people, one of the best guys around, one of the best surgeons around, one of the best lawyers around. Deny yourself. Hallelujah. Christ is saying that we should not look at today. Today, there are things that young people involve themselves without thinking about tomorrow. There are so many trends that are on Twitter. There are so many trends that are on Facebook, TikTok, and the rest. And you involve yourself in, and tomorrow you will suffer the consequence. Hallelujah. You suffer the consequence because nobody would take the plea that I was young and I didn't know what was right. And we can see what this week happened to one of the musicians who tweeted certain things and will have to come and apologize today. Do not follow the trend. Do not follow the trends because you may suffer from it tomorrow. Hallelujah. Deny yourself and make wise decision. Learn. Hallelujah. He says that when your right hand is worrying you, you cut it off. If it will lead you into distraction, stop. Stop it. It is better you deny yourself. You have a choice. And in making the choices, take the choice that are of great benefit to you. That will not deter you. That will not prevent you from making the best of life and making it to heaven. Hallelujah. Christ is saying that we have an opportunity. But in every opportunity, in every decision that we are making, we need to deny ourselves some pleasures. We need to deny ourselves some sins that will prevent us from getting our goals. You have a choice to make. A choice to either enjoy now and lose the great future you have. A choice to live your life anyway and rot in hell. A choice to be Madam Showman, Papa Showman, and suffer in future. A choice to be sleeping and be a reckless student and fail your examination. A choice to learn and be studious and make it in life and make it to the university. A choice to work diligently now, save and have a good saving culture, and take opportunities that is coming your way to become a successful business person. A choice to start something great on your own now, or sit there and complain that there are no job opportunities. You have a choice. And the choices that you make will determine the kind of future that you will enjoy. But I urge you to make the right decision today so that your future will be great, so that your future will be, you know, a very wonderful one. Hallelujah. Do not follow trends and do not follow, you know, where the wind blows. But follow what purpose Christ has for you. You have a choice to make. And every choice you make comes with a consequence. Think about the consequence before you make a choice. Hallelujah. Think about the consequence of your choices. Hallelujah. There are some decisions that are painful today, but the results are great tomorrow. Hallelujah. Says that every decision that we take have what? A consequence. And some of the decisions that we make, it have a period that it takes for you to see the consequence. It is just like when a woman is pregnant. Before the woman gives birth, there's a period of pregnancy, 9 months. So sometimes when you take a bad decision today, you may not know you have taken a bad decision because it have a period that it will take for it to mature. Hallelujah. When you take a good decision, sometimes you may think that you have denied yourself for nothing and it is not beneficial to have waited upon the Lord, to have made that good decision, to have made, to have learned, to have become a faithful employee, to have become a diligent worker, to have become a truthful person, to have controlled your lusts, to have not fornicated. You say that you think that it was not beneficial, but look, there's a period of maturity and you reap the benefits. Hallelujah. You will reap the benefits. Let us look at the consequence and let us look at our Lord and let us look at the ultimate goal of us as Christians when we are making our choices. You have a choice to make, and Christ is saying that be diligent in making those choices. Make the choices which will give you the great benefits and at the same time lead you into heaven rather than into hell. Hallelujah. May we be upstanding. May we be upstanding. Father, we thank you for such an opportunity. We thank you for your word admonishing us that we need to focus on things that will lead us to you, things that are of great benefit. We need to deny ourselves certain pleasures so that we make it into heaven, so that we make it into life. Thank you, O God, for such a wonderful word to our heart. Strengthen us so that we'll be able to live a life of making the right decisions, of making taking the right choices, of looking up unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Shall we give it up unto God? Shall we give it up?